Yeah, I remember coming up here and getting rock candy, and oh my God, you couldn't even pay me enough to eat rock candy. Now I don't know how I ate it. I don't know how I got rock candy down. I used to get bags of it. We used to bring our bikes, because we grew up on Spawn. And it was myself, my brother, and a couple of our friends that all grew up in this neighborhood. We'd bike ride around in the back to get here. And,
anything else?
You know, we'd bike, that's like about 3 miles or so through the back roads to get here, you know. And we'd get up here, and you were definitely here, because I was in 77. I was born in 77, so we were probably in the late 80s riding up here, you know.
I've been here a little over 30.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'll be 40 this year. So.
I owe you some. Thank you.
Take care.
But I remember coming up here. Yeah, because I was trying to, a buddy of mine and I were talking. We're like, you know, I wonder, because I don't remember any major changes in here. Like, everything's, the layout's still the same.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think there was anything major done here because, we follow you guys on Facebook and stuff, but yeah, definitely the best chocolate and candy around. There was no doubt about
it. My brother always said, or my brother, was it my brother? No, it was one of my sons, said, I don't know how he ever ate SpaghettiOs. He goes, I had some the other day because he got them for his son. He goes, they are so disgusting. They taste like the candy.
I haven't had SpaghettiOs in probably
well, don't bother
20 years.
Because there was a
kid in last night that got rock candy.
Yeah. No kidding.
You know, 3 kids all come in. They must have walked.
Yeah.
Probably like you 30 years ago or
whatever. We used to get the little white bags.
Like,
and
one fourth of a pound.
Oh.
And the kid looking at him, he's like, why don't you say a quarter?
Oh.
And he's like, well, he's like,
fourth of
oh, yeah, I guess that is the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Is that still the same scale that you've had?
No.
No.
Because I have any of the original. I mean,
no? Really?
This one's pretty old here.
Now, what, didn't there used to be a counter
here? You get like a little bag, are all the mixed nuts ones the same price?
Probably,
or can you get like a little bag of mixed
20,
ones?
25 years old.
Yeah.
The old ones were a little bit darker, but they probably matched better.
Yep.
And they, the lower side was at the end.
Yeah.
The register was usually down here at the end. You know, and then so they rearranged them.
Yeah. Actually, I do remember the register down there.
Actually, for a while, I think the penny candy was right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And then we got that little kind of like plastic bin thing, so we moved that.
And I remember, I think one of my grandfathers and my dad liked black licorice, and he couldn't pay me enough. That's another one. Like, I don't like licorice, really, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we have a few different kinds of black.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, I remember
that. People are like, well, I want, you know, they make so many different kinds of, you know, there's like salt licorice.
Oh, yeah, yep.
Double black something, you know, all this weird, but, I mean, the kookaburra for us is the most, you know.
What's your biggest seller, you think?
Well, I mean, the chocolates probably
the case.
Chocolates.
You know, I like the coconut patties. They're like awesome, man.
The traditional truffle is probably one of the most popular pieces.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Nutella. You know, it's got that filbert paste. And then the turtles, you know, pecan and caramel.
Yeah.
Vanilla sea salt caramel we started probably 5 or 6 years ago. And that's been the most popular caramel ever since we started making
the sea salt. Really?
Sea salt on top of vanilla caramel.
No kidding.
Okay. I mean, the sea salt craze.
I'm pretty traditional. Like, I like the peanut butter cups, the coconut patties you have, you know. Peppermint patties. I mean, I've had pretty much everything over in that case at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, we've tried new things here and there. And we make some of the candy for other candy stores now, so we're doing a lot of wholesale.
Oh, really? Oh, good for you.
He comes up with all these weird ideas, like, can you make... Like the one thing is like a whiskey flavored caramel.
Coconut fatty.
Can you make cranberry cream
cinnamon,
and lime cream?
Right.
Like that's kind of like, yeah, he makes it because he orders it, but he's like, I don't want to put it in our store. You know.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird stuff, but, you know, it's fine. I mean, if he wants it, you know, we make it. And
so, where do you guys like, where do you get your chocolate from? You make your own chocolate? Or
no, I mean, that's a big industry. I mean, you could do it. In the spot, but it would take.
Because
like,
we've seen your little videos on Facebook and stuff, and it's cool, man. I mean, it's you know, chocolate's a pretty cool.
Yeah, we get our chocolate. It's called Blommer chocolate.
Oh yeah,
is the manufacturer. They have a couple places. The closest one is in East Greenville, Pennsylvania.
Oh no kidding.
I mean, we've tried every time. You know, Dad and I go to the candy shows twice a year.
Yep.
And it's like you can try all the samples, you know, Guittard and Merkin.
Did you ever come across? Because you guys have got a lot of experience doing this. Did you guys ever come across something that you never experienced before with chocolate? Any,
you know,
like kind of weird
like
designs or like a filling that you, wow, that's a good idea. Never thought about that.
Well,
I mean, like, say this other candy maker, you know, he comes up with some weird ideas.
Uh-huh.
And, like,
my mom has
know if we've ever stuck
sixth
with
grade.
Any of them.
Mm-hmm. 21.
You know, he did like a vanilla Brandon. Chai caramel.
Really? Six great ones.
Bamboo
and
sea salt.
Something like real, something you see on like weird. Like Chopped or whatever,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, like
that's like more traditional. You know,
yeah.
To be the same way though, you know.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, my mom, she always liked the circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you couldn't. That's another one.
Yeah, but
black licorice, circus peanuts to kind of get CVS. It's like colored styrofoam.
Oh, yeah.
And then the wax bottles. I don't know how we ever got wax bottles, though. You guys sell those still?
Yeah, we still have them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
Maple cream.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, wow.
That's a cheese.
That's really good.
That's really sweet.
Did you get one of those?
I just had tried one. No, I'll carry it.
Wow.
Okay, well, how
are you getting
anything?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to come here and not buy anything, believe me.
No, I just got a couple things to try here.
I'm going
to
get, oh my God.
Okay. Do you have a good Easter
film? Yeah, thank you.
Let's see. I'll take, this is all milk chocolate, peppermint patty.
Okay. In a bag? Okay.
Yep, that's fine. Yep, white bag's fine, no problem. And then two of the chocolate coconut patties.
Okay. Milk chocolate, all milk?
Yep, all milk.
Two coconut, one peppermint?
Yep. And, let's see, do you have peanut butter cups?
Yep, these are peanut butter. And we have these peanut butter cups down.
Wow, you've got pineapple?
These guys, see right here?
Oh, yeah, those are really big.
Okay, you want this?
Yeah, I'll take two of those. They have peanut butter in the middle, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then I'll take two of the pineapple.
Yep, pineapple.
Yep.
Good.
I never had that before. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was the one that you had? You had a maple?
Maple.
The maple cream.
Yeah, I'll take two of the maple cream.
Over here. Yeah. I got the little one. Oh, no,
it's
over here.
Those are here.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Don't go crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Want any caramels? We got the sea salt caramels, which are nice.
No, you know, what about vanilla buttercream? I'll take two of those, too. Milk chocolate. And then that'll be it for me. I'll probably be back in tomorrow with my little girl because we're going to be going to Thatcher Park and Five Rivers and stuff. So.
Oh, nice.
Don't let her eat crazy in here.
Yeah, I know. She'll come in here and clean you out. She's only 3 and a half.
Things like that, I got a good idea.
She's like, Dad, I got a good idea. Let's go to the candy store. That sounds like a good idea, Lakin. Little Lakin Piper.
11:35. Oops.
Actually, you know what? I got cash.
All right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Then you don't have to pay those stupid fees and everything.
Okay, 20. Oh, I already did that part. So, 35.
Yeah, that would be awesome if you guys had some something for the 100th anniversary, like a Willy Wonka golden ticket thing for the Capital Region. That would be awesome.
Well, like I said, I probably won't be here, so.
Hey, you look like you're pretty healthy.
Okay, 11:35.
All right.
Okay, 45, 50, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 5.
All right, thank you very much. Awesome, it'll be gone before the car door shut.
Stop.
What was that? What'd you say?
I don't think that. You'll eat all that.
No, we'll see. I like chocolate,
goodness.
So.
Yeah, very good.
All right, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Where's
that? No, I'm not. I don't like ribbon candy. My grandmother was like a ribbon candy fanatic. Have a good day. Well, there you have it, folks.